Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. What's up, my friends? Welcome to another Friday Quick Tip episode here on the show. Rick Mulready here. Thank you for coming to hang out with me today. And I want to dive right into today's episode. So the city of Paris is my favorite city in the world. Love it. Been there several times. And it's where I proposed to my wife, Amy. And one of my favorite, you know, like touristy things to do is to go to the Arc de Triomphe. And I'm sure I'm not saying that correctly, but it's that whole arch thing that is at the top of the Champs-Élysées. And if you look at an aerial view of the Arc de Triomphe, what you'll see is it looks like the arc is the center of a wheel almost. And it looks like a whole bunch of spokes coming out from it. Essentially, it's all these streets that come into the arc. And then there's a roundabout basically around the Arc de Triomphe. But all of these roads, I think there's like 11 roads or something like that, that lead into the Arc de Triomphe, right? So there's a whole bunch of different ways to get in there. And if you're driving to the Arc de Triomphe, you could take any of those streets, right? Some might be clogged with traffic, others might have construction or what have you. So you might take different ways to get to it, but all roads in this example here are leading into the Arc de Triomphe. And I want you to think about that example for your primary offer in your business. So if you've been listening to the podcast for any period of time, you know I talk all about simplicity all the time. I talk about having one flagship offer. Talk about having one audience that you serve, having a primary marketing channel in which that's how you attract people into your audience, one primary sales campaign, you know, whether it's evergreen or live or whatever it might be, right? And then one primary offer. Now, can you have multiple? Of course you can. But you could literally take that model right there, one audience, one offer, one way to attract people to your business, and then one way to serve them, convert, quote unquote, them into a paying customer. You could have one way to do each of those things, and you could go to $1 million business if that's what you wanted to do. And the mistake there, again, it's not the topic I'm talking about here on this particular episode, but the mistake that so many people make is before they get any kind of traction in one direction on any one of those things, they start adding in or start trying something else, like chasing a shiny object. Like it's like, look, squirrel. And then they go over there when they think that, you know, well, I've done this thing over here. I've tried it and tested it and it didn't really work. So I'm going to go try something else. When in fact, what is usually going on there is there's so much more that could have been done on whatever you were working on, meaning like, you know, a webinar funnel or an evergreen funnel or doing a podcast or what have you, right? And so what I want to dive into here today, going back to the Arc de Triomphe example, is all roads lead to your primary offer in your business. And on today's episode, I want to use the example of a membership. Okay, so all roads lead to your membership. And if you have an online course or a coaching program and that's your primary offer, cool. All roads lead to that. In this example here, I'm going to refer to a membership. And what the last year and a half, especially with all the changes with Facebook ads and post iOS 14.5 and tracking and all that stuff, if we have learned anything from that, is the need to diversify how we are bringing people into our business, how we are attracting people. So our marketing system is how we attract people to our business. and having multiple ways in which we do that. We used to be able to get away with just having one, and you can still absolutely do that, but do it until you gain traction with it and then start multiplying those efforts in different channels. Okay, so here's what I mean by this. If you've got a membership program, you're going to want different pathways into that membership. All right. So again, thinking about it, going back to the example I started off with Arc de Triomphe, like there's multiple streets to get. They all lead into the this monument. Okay. And so if you've got a membership, you might have a lead magnet where you are driving traffic to that lead magnet to bring people into your business. So that might be one pathway into your business. And then that pathway, by the way, that lead magnet needs to lead into, in this example here, into the membership, right? If this is our primary offer and this is what we want to be selling, well, that lead magnet needs to make sense, if you will. And I'm not going to get into lead magnets here on this episode, but the lead magnet needs to be a logical first step towards or in the journey for a potential customer, right? Somebody coming, you know, into your business, and then you lead them into your membership. In this case here, starting with a lead magnet. Another pathway that you might have is maybe you have a free trial offer for your membership. Maybe it's 7 days or 14 days or whatever it might be. And maybe you send people directly to the free trial. And then of those people who take your free trial, then you're tracking to see how many people, how many of those free trial people convert into actual paying membership customers, right? Another pathway into your membership might be an evergreen webinar. Maybe you're sending people to an evergreen webinar, and on that evergreen webinar, you're selling into your membership. Another pathway might be maybe you have some small online courses. Maybe you have a, maybe you sell something for like, I don't know, $147, right? And let's just say you're doing a live promo for 72 hours where you're selling this course, but people can also, but you're also offering the membership during that live promo. So right there, we're talking about four different pathways that all should lead into, in this case here, the membership. We've got a lead magnet that is attracting people into our business. We have a free trial offer for the membership that is attracting people into our business. We have an evergreen webinar that is attracting people into our business. And then we have a live promo, for example, for, you know, an online course or something like that you have. And but you're also offering the membership. And the key here is all of these entry points, essentially, all of these pathways lead to the membership. And that's what throws a lot of people off. So if you're trying to get more people to your primary offer, I want you to look at, well, how many different ways am I giving somebody an opportunity to get to that, to get to your main offer? And you do have to, this is where it gets a lot more advanced, but this is the key to really scaling your business really quickly. And you know, I always talk about numbers, right? You have to know how effective each of these pathways into your membership are working for you. You have to track, okay, how is the lead magnet converting eventually into a paying customer into my membership, right? So what is that funnel, if you will, or what does that campaign look like? All right, so I'm going to drive people from my social media into this lead magnet. Okay, cool. They download the lead magnet, and then maybe I offer them right off the bat an opportunity to get into an email series. And in over the first few email series, I'm just making this up off the top of my head, by the way. The first few emails, I'm offering them a special opportunity to join the membership. Okay, so let's just hypothetically, it's not very good, but hypothetically, that is one full pathway into the membership. The other pathway is, you know, like the free trial offer. Another pathway is the Evergreen webinar. Another pathway might be, you know, I'm going to be doing a live promo for 72 hours where I'm going to be offering this online course that I have, but I really want to be getting people into my membership. You might have another pathway where you do like a live summit or something like that. And off the back end of the summit, you're offering your membership. My point here is you need multiple pathways that are all leading to your primary offer, okay? But in addition to that, you have to be tracking the effectiveness of each one of those, right? So if you have your free trial offer, and let's just say you're sending people to, you know, from, I don't know, people on your email list, and you're just emailing them your free trial offer opportunity, and you look at the numbers, how many people took you up in the free trial offer? How many of those people from the free trial offer signed up for the actual membership? And then of those people, how long did they stay in the membership? What's their lifetime customer value? What's their LCV, right? And you want to be tracking each one of these pathways. So Evergreen webinar, let's just say you're sending people to your Evergreen webinar from YouTube ads. Okay, great. Well, you want to start tracking every piece of that funnel, if you will. What are your ad stats? What's the conversion rate into or registering for the webinar? How many people are showing up for the webinar? What are my open rates? How many people are purchasing? What's my lead to sale conversion rate? You've got to be tracking all of these stats so that you can look at all of this data and figure out which of these pathways is most effective. Because you might find, oh, you know what? This Evergreen webinar funnel is not converting into members of my membership as well as this lead magnet is, as well as the free trial offer and the live course promo where I offer the membership as well. And so, all right, I'm not going to focus my efforts on the Evergreen webinar anymore. I'm going to focus my efforts more on the other three and continue to try to improve that. And improve those, right? And then I might look at another, I might come up with another idea. So do you see my point here? You have to have multiple pathways into your main offer. All roads lead to your main offer. And again, you might be at a point in your business where you have multiple offers. That's great. But it's about, again, outside the scope of this episode here, but that then it becomes about segmentation. And bringing the right opportunity to the right person at the right time. So there's a couple of things I want you to take away from this quick tip here. Number one, multiple pathways into your main offer. Everything you're doing in your business leads to your main offer. Okay. Think of, and if you are having a hard time like visualizing the whole Arc de Triomphe and all the roads leading into it, just Google, just say like aerial picture of Arc de Triomphe, and you'll see it. You'll see like these 11 streets. The Arc de Triomphe looks like the middle of a wheel, and all the streets are different spokes coming out, if you will, but they're all leading into the same place. That's what I want you to be thinking about, where your offer is in the middle of your business and you've got multiple pathways coming into the offer, but you have to be tracking each one of these pathways in order to see how effective each one is so that then you can start optimizing as you go. You might find that you have like 4, 5, 6 different pathways into your offer, but really, truly only 3 of them are the most effective. Okay, cool. Let's really optimize the heck out of those 3. And then once you do that, then start looking for potentially adding and testing something new. Okay. So multiple pathways into your primary offer, and then make sure that you're tracking all of the stats for each one of those pathways so that you know which one or which ones are most effective in taking somebody who doesn't necessarily, you know, who's brand new to your business and your offer all the way through your customer journey. So they're not customers. You're attracting people into your business to be able to serve and help them, and then taking them through the customer journey through to becoming a paying customer, right? Well, there's different ways to do that, like we're talking about here. Which one is most effective? All right. Any questions on this, shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. And as always, I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. If you've not already left a rating and review for the show over on Apple Podcasts and hit that subscribe button. Yes, even after all these years, it's still very helpful for the podcast. It's a great way to support it. Thank you, my friend, for listening. Hope today was helpful for you. And until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.